We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2019 has been a very big year here in Virginia with the commemoration of the House of Delegates, the House of Burgesses, the oldest legislative body in the New World, and a number of other events also being commemorated here in Virginia. Kathy Spangler is the executive director of the 2019 commemoration that's called American Evolution. And Kathy is with us this morning, and I'm really pleased to have you here. We've still got some more events to acknowledge before we wrap up 2019.
We sure do, John. Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Veterans Day.
To you too. Thank you.
It has been a wonderful year of commemorating Virginia's history.
It was pretty remarkable for the President of the United States, you know, putting politics aside and love affair or hostility, depending on which political party you're in, to have the president come to Virginia to commemorate the House of Burgesses, the House of Delegates, was, you know, a feather in the cap of the Commonwealth. What else has happened this year that warrants note?
Well, we've had dozens of events, but you mentioned the July 30th event, which is the 400th anniversary of the first representative legislative assembly. On August 24th, we commemorated the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first enslaved Africans. And we had a number of luminaries at that event and a worldwide audience who participated through live streaming. So that was another very important event. And our third historical event will be on December 4th, which will be the official anniversary of the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving. But we're in the middle of our finale month, and we're commemorating our history by celebrating the customs, cultures, and cuisines of not only the original three cultures, but all of the cultures that are represented in Virginia today. And so we're all over the state with a number of events that are happening all month long. And we still have some to go, in particular in the Richmond area, upcoming November 21st to 24th, is the Pocahontas Reframed Storytellers Film Festival. And we're really excited to have helped birth this film festival now in its third years of performances. We'll have 4 days of award-winning films that honor the contributions of Native Americans. And on Saturday the 23rd, it will be Family Day. So we really encourage everyone to join us for that. But also in Richmond, in the greater Richmond area, there are a number of unique exhibitions that have been operating all year long and would encourage your listeners to take advantage of them before the end of the year. At the VMFA, we have the Cosmology exhibition, Native American and African American art from the South. Certainly over at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture, we have Determined exhibit, the 400-year struggle for African-American equality. And then we also at the Virginia Library have the New Virginians exhibition. Those will all run through the end of the year. Encourage everybody in the Richmond area to take advantage of those opportunities to be part of the commemoration. But as I said, our finale event will be on December 4th, 2 to 3 p.m., Jamestown Settlement. You'll also get the opportunity of free access to the Tenacity Exhibition, which is another commemorative event and resource for all of us. So it's been an extraordinary year. We're calling all Virginians and those that live outside Virginia to come home for this great celebration month of a year-long commemoration of our history.
Well, you have gotten a great deal of attention nationally and internationally for this commemorative year. It's interesting to observe the delicate balance that I think you and everyone associated with it has had to kind of walk between observing these anniversaries, which for many of us are a great source of pride, and the details of some of that history, which, you know, has some negatives to it. How do you think you all have balanced that? Have you gotten good reviews? Have there been things that have surprised you, the reaction from certain individuals or groups? Or how would you assess that as you come to the conclusion of 2019?
Well, we knew from the outset that this was difficult history. Virginia history is American history, and certainly with the beginnings of slavery and that stain on our nation, and all of our history is complicated. So we've approached it by telling authentic and genuine stories, and also using a contemporary approach to not just take people back to 1619 and the 400 years since, but to really reflect on that history as it relates to who we are today. And so we've allowed people to have voice, number of descendants with their perspectives. And so the authentic storytelling, and particularly telling stories that are little known, in Virginia's history, and lifting up those stories in a way that give all Virginians and all Americans pride in the endurance, the fortitude, how we've overcome, the challenges we've met, and yes, the very difficult history that we've faced, has been well received. And so we've not shied away from the difficult stories, and we've allowed people to have voice. And I think that's been the most important part of the engagement for the commemoration, is we've been willing to discuss our democracy, our diversity, our opportunity, which are the themes of the commemoration, in ways that reflect upon who we are today.
Well, it is a great story here in Virginia. It's the American story, and it's complicated, and we appreciate you helping to commemorate this event. Kathy Spangler, the executive director of the 2019 Commemoration American Evolution. If you're interested in some of the events that Kathy mentioned here, you can go to American Evolution 2019, American Evolution, not Revolution, Evolution 2019.com, and the complete list of events for the year and the ones that will be wrapping up over the course of the next 45 days listed right there. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.